only paralyzed from the neck down. When 18-year-old Tom Brewster careered too fast down the new water slide at the YMCA camp, his neck was broken. It seemed his father's prayers that Tom would be a missionary in some foreign land were wasted. Tetraplegic and totally dependent, how could Tom have a meaningful future? But Tom knew that God was in control of his life, and he was thankful to be alive. He found comfort in Hannah Hernard's poem, In Acceptance Lieth Peace. Instead of asking, why me, he daily and hourly chose to create meaning in his life by accepting God's sovereignty. Tom faced his recovery with a passion for the poor and the lost. He was determined to communicate God's message of hope to a lost world and empower others to do so effectively. The Lord led Tom and his wife, Betty Sue, into an exhausting life of travel to cover 80 countries. Through study and teaching with Fuller Seminary Campus Crusade for Christ, Wycliffe and others, they pioneered new language teaching techniques useful to missionaries and Bible translators worldwide. Their program, Language Acquisition Made Practical, LAMP, made language learning accessible to many who struggled with existing methods. Learn a little and use it a lot was Tom's mantra. Tom died in 1985, having been paralyzed for 27 years. His legacy, a transformed understanding of translation techniques. His life and remarkable attitude were a miracle of God's amazing grace. As one man said, Tom's mind and heart were never paralyzed. He was only paralyzed from the neck down. And there's a photo here of a book that has been written about him under that title, Only Paralyzed from the Neck Down, The Life and Ministry of Tom Brewster. And what we have just read was a review that Lois Farrow from the Christchurch branch submitted to the Christian Writers Guild competition, and she won first prize for this review, and the book was published in 1997.